Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 32. Even God Himself does not know the full extent of His energies. The Personified Vedas thus worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different ways. Offering worship to the Supreme Lord by praying means remembering His transcendental qualities, pastimes, and activities. But Lord Krishna's pastimes and qualities are unlimited, so it is not possible for us to remember all the qualities of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the personified Vedas worship to the best of their ability, and at the end they spoke as follows. Dyupataya evate na yayur antam anantataya tvam api yad antaranda nichaya nanu savarana ka iva rajansi vanti vayasa sahayat trutayas twai hi phalanti atan nirasanena bhavan nidana. Our dear Lord Krishna, although Lord Brahma, the predominating deity of the highest planet known as Brahmaloka, and King Indra, the predominating demigod of the heavenly planet, as well as the predominating deities of the sun planet, moon planet, etc., are all very confidential directors of this material world, but they have very little knowledge about you. Then what to speak of ordinary human beings and mental speculators? It is not possible for anyone to enumerate the unlimited transcendental qualities of your lordship. No one, including the mental speculators and the demigods in higher planetary systems, is actually able to estimate the length and breadth of your form and characteristics. We think that even your lordship does not have complete knowledge of your transcendental qualities, and the reason is that you are unlimited. Although it is not befitting in your case to say that you do not know yourself, it is nevertheless practical to understand that because you have unlimited qualities and energies, and because your knowledge is also unlimited, there is unlimited competition between your knowledge and your expansion of energies. The idea is that because God and His knowledge are both unlimited, as soon as God is cognizant of some of His energies, Krishna perceives that He still has more energies. So in this way, both Krishna's energies and Krishna's knowledge increase. Because both of them are unlimited, there is no end to the energies and no end to the knowledge with which to understand those energies. God is undoubtedly omniscient, but the personified Vedas say that even God Himself does not know the full extent of His energies. Now, this does not mean that God is not omniscient. For when an actual fact is unknown to a certain person, that is called ignorance or lack of knowledge. But this is not applicable to God, however, because He knows Himself perfectly, but still His energies and activities increase. Therefore, Krishna also increases His knowledge to understand it. Both are increasing unlimitedly, and there is no end to it. So in that sense, it can be said that even God Himself does not know the limit of His energies and qualities. How God is unlimited in His expansion of energies and activities can be roughly calculated by any sane and sober living entity. It is said in the Vedic literature that innumerable universes issue forth when Lord Mahavishnu exhales in His yoga nidra, and innumerable universes enter His body when He again inhales. So we have to imagine that these universes, which, according to our limited knowledge, are expanded unlimitedly, are so great that the gross ingredients, the five elements of the cosmic manifestation, namely earth, water, fire, air, and sky, are not only within the universe, but are covering the universe in seven layers, each layer 10 times bigger than the previous one. In this way, each and every universe is very securely packed up, and there are numberless universes. All these universes are floating within the innumerable pores of the transcendental body of Mahavishnu. It is stated that just as the atoms and particles of dust are floating within the air, along with the birds, and their numbers cannot be calculated, so also innumerable universes are floating within the pores of the transcendental body of Lord Krishna. For this reason, the Vedas say that God is beyond the capacity of our knowledge, avan manasa gochara. To understand the length and breadth of God is beyond the jurisdiction of our mental speculation. Therefore, a person who is actually learned and sane does not claim to be God, but tries to understand God, making distinctions between spirit and matter. And by such careful discrimination, one can clearly understand that the Supreme Soul is transcendental to both the superior and inferior energies, although Krishna has a direct connection with both. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains, Nacha matsthani bhutani pashame yogam aishvaram bhukta brin nacha bhutaspo mamatma bhuta bhavanah. Everything is resting on Krishna's energy, and yet Krishna is different or separate from that energy. Nature and the living entities are sometimes designated as Prakriti and Purusha, respectively. The whole cosmic manifestation is an amalgamation of the Prakriti and Purusha. Nature is the ingredient cause, and the living entities are the effective cause. These two causes combine together, and the effect is this cosmic manifestation. When one is fortunate enough to come to the right conclusion about this cosmic manifestation and everything which is going on within it, one knows it to be caused directly and indirectly by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. It is therefore concluded in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Paramaha Krishna, Sachit Ananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarvakarna Karna. After much deliberation and consideration, when one has attained the perfection of knowledge, one comes to the conclusion that Krishna or God is the original cause of all causes. Instead of speculating about the measurement of God, whether Krishna is so long or so wide, or philosophizing, one should come to the conclusion of the Brahma Samhita, Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna or God is the cause of all causes, and that is the perfection of knowledge. Thus ends chapter 87, scene 32. Even God Himself does not know the full extent of His energies. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.